I desperately don't know why this, but now I'm in the roller derby, so I'm documenting my first year in the roller derby. In my journal.
Okay. All right. Some of you did touch on how you got started, but I wondered if I could maybe go down the list here and if you could talk about how you got started and a little more maybe about it and how you got into this the first time. How did you hear about it the first time? Yeah.
I had some friends on it, and they were, you know, they sucked me in. They totally did. They sucked me in. And, you know, I got an internet job sitting around in front of a computer all day. So, yeah. All it took was a week. I was on it, and I was like, oh, wow. Just people talking utter bullshit. I'm sorry, is this a children's show? So that's when I got sucked in, and it's been 5 years, I think.
All right. Yeah, I guess we can go to the next one.
I followed it over from a cam girl site that I wanted to sleep with. So I started writing entries how sensitive I was. And, yeah, it might have been you. I don't know. They're all the same. And 5 years later and 7 suspensions, here I am.
Like I said, I pretty much had a website, a webcam, and I'm not sure how I found my journal. I think it was just through, you know, surfing, and it looked kind of cool, and I decided I wanted to get one. And I have one that I started as Kimiko Dreams that went dead a long time ago, and somebody else asked me if they could have it. And then I made Kimmy Dreams, and there you go. Okay, well, that was how I started Wicked Wish. How I started the Furry Overlord one was I kept taking pictures of my cat doing battle with my action figures. People really dig that. Far more than back when I used to post, like, naked pictures with a feather boa. Nobody gave a shit. But, thanks. But, boy, you put Gandalf with a big black cat, and it's all over the internet in 30 seconds. These pictures are gone now, and I'm sorry. I'll try and put them back up sometime, or maybe have a better camera. But eventually, I just got entirely too busy to keep it up, and I deleted it, and I got 35 emails asking me if my cat was okay. Because I deleted her journal, and I'm like, yeah, I was already thinking, God, what kind of loser am I? I have a journal for my cat. And I also work for a computer industry. I work for .com that does online warehousing software, so I'm online all day, too. And probably 99 posts out of 100 are made from work. And my employers know, so that's like not a secret. They actually read me, which is a little disconcerting. Some of you are out there, aren't you? Brian, Amber? Oh, come on. Don't hide. Yeah, about 8 or 9 people in my workplace also have them and are here. I know one of you is working security. Yeah, I'm not kidding. that's all I got.
Well, I guess when I found LiveJournal, I was on... I was listing with Peeping Mo for Webcam Girls, and they had a list forum for just for the girls with the cams that were listed on their site. And one of the cam girls on there posted, hey, there's this new service called LiveJournal, and it'll be a whole lot easier for keeping a journal on your site. So I went over there, checked it out, liked it, signed up. So word of mouth.
Okay. So I wanted to ask, what has LiveJournal done for your social life? Do you have a wide network of new friends, or do you never leave the house, or is it both?
I'd like to address this. I went to one LiveJournal party. One time. It was the scariest damn thing I've ever been to. I'll never, ever, ever go again. But no, there are some people, you know, there are some keepers. They showed up and, you know, said they saw me in the LiveJournal, and, you know, they're like real people who I know, and they live in houses. So, actually, yeah, so I've gotten some good friends from it. But
I'm pretty much a hermit in Prague because people are kind of creepy. But
I have most of my friends on my friends list. I'm pretty peculiar about who I friend because I usually don't have a lot of time to sit around and read any bullshit about people I don't care about. So I keep my friends, actual people that I know, on my friends lists. So it's really hard for me to say that I meet people through LiveJournal. People usually approach me, and I'm just like, thank you. I don't know what to say. You're weird. But yeah, there you go.
LiveJournal ruins lives. If it hasn't ruined your life yet, it will.
LiveJournal saves lives, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you put your personal info up in the top issue, then the LJBs are doing it.
Wait a second.
Okay.
This whole town in New Orleans, and LiveJournal's
yeah.
Like,
okay. Awesome. Hooray for LiveJournal. And, I guess that pretty much trumps whatever I was going to talk about, because I completely forgot what I was going to say. There's some sob story about how my ex-girlfriend met her new girlfriend on LiveJournal. So I have a personal vendetta against LiveJournal.
I met Earl through LiveJournal. He was stalking me.
LiveJournal has done absolutely nothing for me socially wise, but I have met more people who have the same obsession that I do of Angelina Jolie, so I can give you just about every picture that you need, but if you meet her, she's mine, so, but everybody says that. Yeah. I'll fight you for her. Kick your ass. Actually, it's done good things for my social life, by and large. I live in Chattanooga, and it's kind of a place where you feel like you know everybody within about 10 years of your age range. I've lived there for about 12 years now. And when new people come into town and they don't know where to go, they don't know where to hang out, they start looking around the LJ communities. And I met this blonde over here on the front row, actually, at an LJ meetup from Chattacon last year. And have made some pretty interesting friends and placed a whole lot of homeless animals. And the count's up to, I think, 36 cats and 6 dogs in the last year. So, you know, things actually do happen on the internet. I know it's a joke that they don't. But, yeah, it's done good things for me by and large, and it is a time sink that I have to avoid when I get home. Besides, I have caveman dial-up at home, so, at work I got a secure T1 and surf all I like. But, yes, just doing the day job. LiveJournal has made my social life very weird. For example, I was at a party a couple of weeks ago and introducing people, and this is Seth O'Neill, you know, and no, but at the end of the evening, I realized that I'd introduced 15 people by their LiveJournals only. And what was really weird is I'd hung out with these people for months and I only knew them by their LiveJournal name. So it was kind of very weird when I realized that you kind of start identifying people by their LiveJournal handles, whether you mean to or not. And I realized how much thought I actually put into picking my LiveJournal handle, and that scared me a lot. So it's actually enhanced my social life in some ways, and in other ways it's detracted from it. I mean, obviously, you know, I was at this party and I didn't like this dress this girl was wearing, and then 2 days later you find out somebody on your friends list sent her a link to your journal and she read, and it's all a big nasty mess. So, you know, that does happen. But by and large, it's actually made it a whole lot easier for me to keep in touch with friends in Atlanta, friends in, you know, other parts of the country. It's made it a whole lot easier. So, it, like anything, some good, some bad, but mostly good.
I do want to say that at a party recently, I was stopped mid-story, and they said, "You're making that up. I read it on the internet." Yeah, no, it's my journal. They were on.
Okay, I wanted to ask about, somebody had mentioned this already, but blogging at work. Do you dare blog at work? Do you ever do that? If you do, do people know about it? Do people actually read what you write? What are the implications of this? So.
I haven't had any implications yet. Well, my boss is in Canada, so that's helpful. There are some people in my office who read my blog. I don't really care one way or another. You know, they knew the job was dangerous when they took it. So occasionally they'll come over and say, oh, hey, like walk over four cubicles to tell me they read my journal. But I don't think I'm in sort of any imminent danger, but, you know, that could change like any second. So.
Some of my previous coworkers and love interests just walked through the door a minute ago. And they're all in the back, so stare at them, make them feel uncomfortable. But, yeah, not only does old co-workers, but my family reads my journal as well. So I have nothing to hide.
All I do is sit in my mother's basement and refresh live journal all day. I subsist entirely upon PayPal donations. So it really doesn't matter, you know, who reads my live journal or not.
I work at home, and I work with my boss, which is my owner. And luckily, he's too busy.
Yes, owner.
Luckily, he's too busy to actually take time to read my live journal, so it's not really a problem.
Well, as I said, half the people I work with also have them. But once in a while, you got to be a little careful. I tend not to name names. But my boss one day announced to us that, well, first of all, he eloped over his vacation. He married a girl upstairs, which was great. And we knew they were together, and we were very happy for them. And he came back and announced that she was pregnant. And we're like, yay, congratulations, that's wonderful. And I made a little post saying congratulations to Pal and Tammy Blue, who are expecting their first child. And come to find out, about a year later, Pal stops me, and he's like, no, this is going to sound really strange. My brother-in-law and her entire family knew we were pregnant before we announced it. I have no idea why. And then one day I did a vanity Google. and you know, LJ gets a lot of hits. He was one of the first things that turned up. So it's like, thanks a lot. But I did friend Zach the post about where the kitten he had that jumped on him when he was naked in the shower and he fell through the wall. So he hasn't seen that one. But that was the only time it's ever caused me any trouble at work, and that was just a joke. So it's about calm. They're very laid back, and I'm very lucky that way.
Live journal kills productivity at work. I have to be careful. Actually, I started reading live journal at work, and I actually update on my lunch usually. But I figured out a way, it came out of this panel about 2 years ago, I figured out a way that my boss actually is cool with it. I don't smoke, not at work, and a lot of the other people do, so they get to take 15-minute smoke breaks once every 2 hours, and I'm sitting at my desk. So I've started logging on to Live Journal and reading it whenever they go to the smoke, and then I log off and go back to my job when they come back in. And my boss caught me one time, and he said, I said no internet at work. And I said, well, I don't smoke, so I'm taking my smoke break. I log in, I log off, I put it in as a, you know, as a smoke break. And he said, okay. So, and that came out of this panel. I think Anderson suggested it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I was getting in trouble at work. And then I really didn't care after a while because I knew that we were going to get laid off.
So it actually did make sense, and I convinced my boss that it made sense. So as long I try not to post too much about work because I work for an attorney, so I really don't want to post a lot about what we do because it's a lot confidential stuff. But I do post about my cat, my ferret, you know, my house, things like that.
Okay. I wanted to ask, do your parents read your blog? Does that have any effect on your relationship?
My dad reads my blog. My mother refuses to, outright. He calls me every once in a while and said, I saw, you know, he's sort of not particularly internet savvy, so when he's not dragging his icons off into nowhere land, I saw you on the internet means that he read my blog, which means he just stumbled across the link. Which he does about once every year or so. It doesn't really change. He's nuts, so really, that doesn't cause any problem.
My dad's like her dad. He's completely insane. And he'll call me and be like, hey, I saw what you posted. And I'm like, I just posted it like 2 minutes ago. And he's like, yeah, you should go check my reply. And I'm like, oh, my God. He'll call me about things he posts in other people's journals. And he's like, yeah, call them and make sure that they go and read their journal and see what I posted. And I'm like, you're freaking insane. And he also likes to call me and ask who the cute chick is with the cute icon that replies to my journals or whatever. And he's like, hey, do they like hot older Italian men and stuff like that? So he tries to get in touch with the younger crowd that way.
Last year, right before the DragonCon panel, I faked my own death, which was pretty awesome. I got a lot of friends out of it, but I made a lot of people upset. And someone found my mom's phone number and started calling her and was yelling, you know, Goatsy, you know, into the phone. So I had to pay to change her number. And then I had to explain to her the perils of LiveJournal and what a dangerous life I lead by using it every day.
I don't know if I apply because, like I said, most of my blog is on my website. I know that they don't read my LiveJournal website. I do know that they watch my cam, so I'm assuming that they probably check a blog now and then. So I think so, but I don't know.
Both of my parents read mine, and for a while I kind of self-censored a little bit when I found out about that. But my father's retired military. He's really cool. He curses worse than anybody will ever meet. And like a sailor, practically, except he's from the Army. Yeah. My mother reads my blog, but then pretends that she hasn't if I say something she doesn't like. This is the same woman who hasn't read my book, because it's not about things that are nice. Yeah. But I found out the other day, actually, I have a much younger half-brother. He just turned 16, and he has a live journal. And I'm not allowed to tell anybody. I'm like, I don't think you understand the way this works. But our parents don't know about that one, but I feel cool because I'm the cool sister, because he didn't tell about our other sister. But that's a little creepy, reading about him making out with his girlfriend. And,
so.
Huh? It's not mine, I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Pretty simple. Before El Gordo, sad cat. After El Gordo, everyone's happy.
I was distracted by the cat. In two words about the family reading live journal, God, no. Oh, my God. I'm lucky in the fact that my family is extremely backwoods redneck and has absolutely no computer literacy. My mother actually has a Yahoo email account that she'll go to the library and check, and she actually replies to spams and stuff like that. So I've had to try to educate her a little bit, but not too much. An interesting story about LiveJournal website and family. My brother, my younger brother, did actually get a computer at home and a dial-up account, and he called me after doing a little bit of a web search, and he said, Amy, I go, yeah. He goes, I found your website. And I go, yeah. And he said, there are some things about my sister I don't want to see, so I'm not going back there. And I go, okay, good. So that should solve the family issue.
Okay. Do you have any particular sites you'd like to recommend that I could pull out while I got this thing up and running? Interesting things I could read from.
What, a live journal?
Yeah, a live journal.
Well, recently, Circle K has been a wonderful read. He's been keeping up on everything Katrina-related and really doing a good job of relaying information about that. So I highly recommend Circle K if you're looking for somebody to add. He's right here in Atlanta. Great guy.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen a lot about Katrina on that journal lately?
Do you mean Katrina the hurricane or his wife?
I meant the New Orleans situation.
Oh, okay. His wife's name Katrina.
Yeah, Katrina Kane is really, really interesting. It's a live journal that's only got people friended who are actually writing out what's going on in New Orleans right now and who actually lived out the storm in New Orleans. So it's the friends list is really very interesting right now if you're looking for Katrina-related at the heart, right? People at Ground Zero, that's highly recommended.
You can also read Janet's journal. He has constant updates. Actually, he's had pictures. He had people take pictures of the pumps, you know, for the gas crisis and stuff like that. The hysteria that was caused by the gas crisis, which isn't really as bad as it's been made out to believe.
Okay. At this point, I want to throw it out to audience Q&A. You have any questions for our panelists about Live Journal?
Have you ever personally met anyone featured on Live Journal on LJ Drama, or have you ever been featured on LJ Drama?
Yeah. I'm sitting next to Earl.
I used to write for LJ Drama, and the policy for LJ Drama is that if you write for it, then you're not allowed to be featured on it.
You want to talk about LJ Drama? The first rule of LJ Drama?
I know Earl and another girl that writes for it, but I've never been featured on it because I have no drama.
Yeah, me neither. I don't.
Yeah, I'm disappointed to say I've never been featured on LJ Drama.
This is a question for...
I totally read it, though.
This thing on? Okay. How does it feel if you have a really bad day or something really bad happens and you spend at some time writing a long, virtual-filled rant in which you hate the universe, at the end of which people say, wow, this is hilarious, funny, meta-quote it, friend it, recommend it, and God knows else for one post? Is it basically the situation of, look, leave me alone, or is it, wow, I made it funny through my pain and misery?
Wow, I made it funny, go buy my book.
Mostly, most of my posts are long as fuck. So when people don't read it, they just usually comment on my photos, and it's like, hey, nice ass. And I'm like, you're an asshole. Thank you.
Whenever something is leaked to my journal, it just causes a bunch of anger and rage. So now I just post pictures.
Pretty much everything I post is like that, I'm pretty sure. Humiliation, yeah.
Yeah, with me, damn, I forgot the question. I shouldn't have had that cocktail.
What do you think about people who say, that's fucking
what? Oh, right, thank you. Basically, what's been my experience is if I spend a crap load of time really burying my soul and writing something that I feel is so very important, I will get 3 comments. But if I write something and put it like in capital quotes, nipples, I'll get 45 comments. You know, so me, I don't even bother. And if I really want people to see it, I'll put nipples and then important stuff and then nipples again at the end. So people actually read it.
My friend and I came up with the Pocky theory that you can get more responses, your average response time or average response comments, you can double that by just saying Pocky in your journal, and that's it. Works every time.
Okay, I'll take that. Kitty pictures make everything better. And I get more comments on the cat pictures. We have one, it's a little black cat. You all know what cats look like. I don't know why this is so special. But like some of the posts that I spend the most time on are the movie reviews, and if I'm actually going to bother to review a movie, then I try to actually say something about it. I never get any comments. I get like 4 comments on this, you know, huge ass post on the intricacies of the symbolism and whatever, you know, and nobody cares. And then if I don't do them for a while, people are like, hey, you haven't done any movie reviews. Why not? Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, questions? Any questions, comments?
Come on, in a room full of people, somebody's
got to
ask.
Ask them.
How many people recognize this live journal?
What's the best way to go about networking? Because I know, like, share... Best way to go about networking, because some people I know have like thousands of friends and some people may have 3, so I was just wondering, how do people get so many friends? And
Kitty pictures.
Pictures of hot chicks. I got that.
I occasionally just add 750 people.
Yeah.
And then see who adds me back.
Yeah, I have no idea. I had 0.
I like to read my friends of friends list and find somebody that I connect with that's interesting, and I'll add them back, and I'll, you know, do that every now and again. You meet some really cool people that way.
right. This question is for El Gorgio there. I've noticed in the years I've been reading LiveJournal that you have a lot of luck with women on the internet, and I was just wondering if you have any tips or your perspective. The best things for those of us that
I got a lot of tips, buddy. Number one, you ain't getting any. Number two, the best way to get women on LiveJournal is to be a complete ass. And when they post their naked pictures, which they all do, don't comment on them. Don't say, "Oh wow, you got nice eyes." That's the death knell right there. All right, anybody else? Somebody has told me that previously. Who's the last part of the night anymore? Yes, I'm a therapist. Takes a while to get many pictures. Previous phone? I can't operate on this phone. Okay. Who is this photo? Okay, with the lack of the questions here, I guess we're going to have to wrap up unless there's one more. Everybody have a good time at Dragon Con, and if I have one last thing to say, it's don't take it too seriously.
I will say, I get cool stuff through the mail from LiveJournal people. Mostly grammar books.
Okay, I'm buying my book and I got free swag.
Don't ask me about my booze.
Okay, thanks.